This week is NAIDOC week, and I'm catching up with Richie Lorden from Bud Butter Dreaming to talk about how what it means to him. Richie, how are we doing this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks.
We spoke a couple of weeks ago. You were telling us all about what Bud Butter Dreaming does, but for anybody that might have missed it, tell me a little bit about what you do, the message that you send out there.
I operate a little small business, and it's called Bud Butter Dreaming, you know, about connecting people to culture. Like, I've been playing the didgeridoo for 30-odd years now. I walked away from rugby league, but I've followed my culture, and, yeah, and it's something I want to share before I pass on, you know, and the didgeridoo is a very spiritual instrument, eh? It's the oldest wind instrument in the world when you think about it.
It certainly is. You know,
yeah, and I go out. That's what I like to do on my next chapter of my journey, of my life. I'm probably just help and pass on a little bit of knowledge and share it, and that's what it's about. And that's what NAIDOC means to me, about, you know, coming together and sharing culture and understanding and connecting to our culture and country. You know, we've got the greatest country in the world, and it's up to all of us to, you know, appreciate what we've got in our own backyard. And we've got the oldest, history in the First Nations people. So, yeah, so I thought, you know, why not follow the dream and you know, help people on your journey too, Andrew.
Richie, the best way to understand a culture is to share its stories and its history, don't you think?
That's right. And that's where I go to the school, St. Helier's Practice Service, and, you know, just pass on that sort of information and connect people to their culture and who they are and what they're about, you know.
You also make didgeridoos, don't you, mate?
Yeah, but I custom make them, and, yeah, it's something unique where, you know, instead of going to the shop and buying it, why not come to that person, whether it's a didgeridoo or a guitar or, you know, even a set of clapsticks or, you know, paintings or whatever. Why not go to that person, you know? And this is what we've got to have in our communities. We've got to have sort of resources. The more resources we got, the better it's for our communities, because we all make a community, don't we?
Oh, that's it. I mean, a community, I think it gets a little bit lost when we all worry about the dollars and the cents and so forth. It should be more about our family as a community. Do you agree?
Exactly. That's where it's coming from, you know. Like, I've worked in the mining industry for 15 years, you know, and I thought it was all about, you know, the good life and that, and give my kids a good education. But money's not everything, but it's about following your dream too, you know, making what makes you happy. You still got, when you got kids and responsibility as a parent, you got to, you know, give the kids an opportunity in life too. And that's what how I look at it, you know. We've got to look at a better future for our younger generation coming through.
The NAIDOC theme for 2021 is Heal Country. You think it's possible to heal our country, Richie?
Yeah. Well, it's up to everybody. It's up to individuals. We all got to play our part, you know. Like, we've had a drought so far. We had bushfires, you know. Now we're getting a bit of a cold snap coming through. It, you know, Mother Earth's going in cycles, and we've got to learn to respect our Mother Earth, you know. We've got to, you know, start putting a little bit back in, and it's up to individuals, you know. Like, yeah, so we can all play a part, though.
We all play a part to be a community and to create one, as far as I'm concerned. Richie from Bud Butter Dreaming, thank you very much for joining us on NAIDOC Week, mate. I really appreciate your time.
Can I play a little song on the didgeridoo for you?
I'd love you to. Go for it.
Yeah, but first of all, there too, Andrew, you know, I'd like to pay my respects to the Wanneroo elders, both past and present and the future too. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders and non-Aboriginal people here today, and those people listening on your radio station, and thanks for the opportunity. And this song's all about people coming together. Where I come from, we call it euthanella.
That's a fantastic way to finish off an interview about NAIDOC Week. Richie, thank you again for everything, and thanks for honouring us with that message this morning.
Thank you very much.